next part of the show is one of my favorite parts. And each week we get our leadership lesson from Coach Larry. And Coach Larry is a career coach. He's dedicated to improving the performance of individuals and companies. I've known Coach Larry for goodness, probably 25, 30 years. He's a good personal friend, but he's helped me and he's helped countless others, thousands and thousands of people in his career. And what he really specializes in is helping managers to become more effective leaders. And with no further ado, let's get this week's leadership lesson from Coach Larry.
I was in a meeting with my colleagues and my boss, and I was the new guy. And it was my turn to give an update, so I was a bit nervous. I went on a bit. And after a few minutes, my peer says, Larry, land the plane. I was embarrassed and angry, really. I mean, what a jerk. Maybe I did go on a bit too long, but there is a right way and a wrong way to interrupt someone, and saying to land the plane is not the right way, nor is let me stop you right there, or whatever rude comment is currently in mode. So what is the right way to interrupt someone who is going on and on and on? Well, first, you can give physical cues like breaking eye contact, sitting up on your seat, or opening your mouth to show that, hey, you know, you have something to say. You want to join in, and can you just take a breath, please? Or even turning away to show them that you have somewhere else you need to be, like not there, for instance. Or perhaps banging your head on the desk. No, I don't recommend that one. But let's say that you need to coach someone or you're having an important conversation. Firstly, you should anticipate if this person is over-communicative. It's not like someone is like really verbose or talkative one day and then very clear and succinct the next. That doesn't happen randomly. So you probably already know this already as you anticipate the conversation. Right now, you're probably picturing people like this in your lives. So you may want to start by doing something called contracting. For instance, you can say something like, hey, we only have 15 minutes and I want to make sure that we accomplish our goal. We need to be succinct. Or if you can get away with it, you might want to say, would it be okay if I interrupt you since we're on a deadline? And that sends a clear message that being succinct is critical. Also, think about how long you really need to have the meeting. I like setting these meetings for about 15 minutes instead of leaving it open-ended for 60 minutes. That pressure to say, hey, we only have 15, will help keep things moving along. Okay, now you're having that conversation and this person is extremely detail-oriented, so you have to interrupt. First of all, you need to do it confidently. You just need, it's like ripping the Band-Aid. Just rip it off. This person doesn't even take a breath. So you just need to jump in. And here are some statements from Ericsson International that I found really helpful. Again, confidently say, let me interrupt you here. And say, for example, so what finally happens? Or if the person is all over the place, you could say something like, wow, we have a lot of possibilities here. Where do we focus? If the person goes on tangents, you could ask, so how does this relate to the goal or issue at hand? And if the person is not landing that darn plane, you could say, what are the key takeaways at this point? You know, one of my colleagues, Travis Marsh, he's an excellent coach who works with tech leaders and entrepreneurs. And one technique he taught me is to ask, how would you turn that into a problem statement? I love that for a couple of reasons. For one, the other person is doing the work and is building their own critical thinking skills, and it helps them focus. And finally, it gives you a touchstone to keep going back to see if you are making progress on that problem statement. So how do you interrupt? What stops you from interrupting? Actually, let me stop you right here and connect with me on LinkedIn or go to my website, Mendoza and O'Brien, to learn more.
Oh, great. Coach Larry, another gem. You know, each week, Coach Larry helps us. And I have some folks that one guy that's a director of a company, he has his managers listen to Coach Larry's segment each week, and then they talk about how they can employ whatever Coach Larry talked about into their week to become more effective leaders. And it's great. So if you ever want to go listen to Coach Larry's segments, you just go to my website, PeteTheJobGuy.com, and under weekly contributors section, you'll see Coach Larry. And then you can look, and I've labeled each one of the episodes. If you want to beef up a little bit on how to delegate or how to be, you know, one way more effective or productive, whatever you want more of, Coach Larry's lesson is right there. And you just click on it, listen to it, and you'll be the better for it. I highly recommend you folks engage Coach Larry. Just go to MendozaandO'Brien.com and reach out to Coach Larry, and he delivers his programs in both English and Spanish, and he is phenomenal.